This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top diplomat said Tuesday the United States will do all in its power to free U.S. and Canadian missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the news conference on a visit to Ecuador, quote, "We will do everything we can to help resolve the situation." He says officials are in close contact with the Haitian government and the FBI on the abductions of the group of 17 missionaries for whom a gang is demanding a ransom of $1 million each. Blinken said, quote, "Unfortunately, this is also indicative of a much larger problem, and that is a security situation that is quite simply unsustainable. Gangs have seized effective control much of the capital, Port-au-Prince, which has also had an intensifying political crisis, including the assassination of President Jovenel Moise." North Korean state media reported on Wednesday it test-fired a new ballistic missile from a submarine a day after authorities in South Korea and Japan detected an apparent weapons test. South Korea's military had said Tuesday it believed North Korea had fired a submarine-launched ballistic missile off its east coast, the latest in a string of North Korean missile tests. Analysts say the development is expected to have only a limited impact on Pyongyang's arsenal until it makes more progress on a larger submarine that has been seen under construction. North Korea has conducted a number of tests in recent years with short-range ballistic missiles that analysts say are designed to evade missile defense systems in South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was not reported to have attended Tuesday's test. Find more at VOA News.